calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I got an email today from an old mailing list, Bread Beckers. You may remember them out of Atlanta. And I haven't seen an email from them in a long time. And I guess for whatever reason, they sent one for Thanksgiving Black Friday. It came to johnokosloska.org, but it said, "Dear Dorothy Jane," and it reminded me of somebody I'm really in love with. It's been interesting that I purposely have been trying to exercise my ability, develop the skill, refine the skill in interacting, contending for the faith. I have learned through study of the scripture a variety of things. You know, I think defend a much better young earth creation, which I've obviously put a video online on that, and have had a little dialogue on that, which is pleasing, including with an atheist. I've had some other dialogue on some other issues, especially as I have matured, I use Deuteronomy 17, 1 Samuel 8, 2 Kings 18, and Isaiah 36, is it? As a reference for why the follower of Christ should not vote. And I describe myself as a repentant voter. And of course, can contend in that, and I've been insulted about that a good bit, called a lunatic and so forth. But I have yet to have anybody contend, especially on 1 Samuel 8, not one, or Deuteronomy 17. You know, just well, actually on Second Kings also, nobody. Insults, yes, but at least there's dialogue, which is unfortunately not repeated with my own family. And the other one is, as I've researched this, every scripture I look at, it's the consistent marriage message. Marriage is defined by sex and ends with death, period. There is no exception. I'm sorry, but there is no exception. And I have been engaging in some, you might even call it fierce dialogue. No, I'm sorry. It's a consistent message. Marriage is defined by sex and ends with death. And I'm ready to take on anybody now. Because basically every instance in scripture has been thrust before me. And I've demonstrated where it is clear. Marriage is defined by sex and ends with death. And it's interesting. Because of that, people shout and complain, rage at me. I was called a grumpy old goat today, and all sorts of things like that. And there's a good bit of twisting of scripture. I mean, some serious twisting of scripture. It reminds me of, dare I say, a gentleman who twists Matthew 19 and twists the so-called exception clause and makes a mockery of the scripture. And I'm sorry if that's intense, but it's true. He makes a mockery of the scripture. And of course, I'm talking about your dad. No, marriage is defined by sex and ends with death. It's a very simple thing. And again, the thing that I find so consistent with scripture, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm getting long. What I find so consistent in scripture is that simple idea, you know, salvation is not something that you have to perform a ritual, go through a motion. There is no certificate or things of that nature. That's what the institution adds. But the message of Christ is, come to me. And of course, the elect will hear his voice. That's the John 6, which I argued today on. But that same simple message is the same simple message about the relationship. Well, the relationship between husband and wife is to reflect the relationship between Christ and his church. That's also very clear. And the simple relationship of marriage is not certificate. And, you know, even the had this wonderful discussion on Tamar. And you can see in the text, everybody dies. So, yeah, there's a whole lot of sexual sin. But by the time Jacob or Judah and Tamar get together, it was two widows, widow, widower, that got together. It was a, what you might call a clean marriage. It's just marvelous. And that's, of course, the line of Christ, and Tamar is mentioned in Matthew 1. It's magnificent. The scripture is magnificent. And I want to share that with my family. But they plug their ears. Dorothy Jane, I love you.